There will never be a dispute over whether fruits and vegetables help supply the nutrients your body needs to build a strong and healthy immune system, which is vital in protecting you from outside invaders, such as bacteria and viruses. Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables with a combination of 31 different organically grown whole fruits and vegetables every day. They come in capsules, which can be taken in less than 10 seconds at a cost of about 22 cents per serving. Why wait? Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Mice die in mouse traps. The free cheese gets them every time. Socialism is not awesome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure in hell take care of running a, you know, department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever. You know what I mean? Because if you could take care, if you were a quartermaster.
Here's the deal. I am so, like, for example, I actually thought in my head when I walked out here. I mean, do I?
I know. It's,
we're friends.
It's tricky.
No, but I should be able to read better. But I have never in my life done anything in approaching a woman that has been other than trying to bring salt. I'm used to, like, one of your staff was... I'm used to, I think it's really important we listen. Whether I sit down next to somebody and it's not invited to be to sit down. So that's my responsibility. I have to be more aware, and it's totally legitimate.
What the man demanded that the chief, what the man demanded that the chief of boy, as a response to allegations. Sorry, I seem to have something stuck in my
eye. Somebody get him some water, please.
Yeah, it looks like my new co-anchor may need a glass of water.
There are times, particularly recently, when I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
Yep. Sometimes they're just... I just don't know what to say. You know, so, there was a link going around where Biden was on The View, and they said, you know, you get 10 points if you could hear him complete a sentence. There was no sentence completed in his entire interview. That's pretty much how it went. It was amazing to watch. I'm stunned. I'm just stunned, you know. They all sit there and act like this is totally normal. They won't ask him questions about his crimes in Ukraine. They on tape that he bragged about and held a $1 billion loan over their head to save his son and everyone else that was involved in Burisma, from McCain to Romney to you name it. Every deep stater you can imagine in on the Burisma thing in Ukraine. They won't ask him any real questions, just pacify and lead him into the next question because he won't answer anything. Quartermaster, if you're a quartermaster, you can be in the ladies section. What in the world was that about? I don't know. The gibberish clip from that movie. I don't know. You guys remember Steve Carell. And then, of course, Senator Kennedy saying that Nancy eats Tide Pods. Yeah, we live in a weird world. What can I say? That's yeah. Anyway, and it's true. So I'm pretty sure it's true at this point. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I am so glad you're joining us today because we have some things to talk about in this hour. And I've invited Susan on for this hour because we had too much to talk about on Wednesday and we couldn't get it. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
We couldn't get to it all.
I know.
It's completely amazing.
It's an avalanche of information.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yes.
You can barely keep up. And then you throw the gibberish on top.
I
know.
You're in a state of shock. Oh, but can I say one thing? There's director David Mamet, who had been a lifelong liberal, raised liberal, became a conservative after reading Thomas Sowell's books, economist. He gave away a clue. He said people on the left have to pretend not to know a lot of things in order to hold the positions that they do. They pretend not to know. And so when you see all these people looking at Biden, all glowy-eyed, they are pretending not to know. Yeah. It is deception. We know they know.
I agree.
He gave away the secret because he was a lifelong liberal who became conservative.
You know, Malcolm X said that liberals were more deceitful than conservatives. More, they like you said, they know.
Yes,
they know. Right. But there's a disconnect there, and they're willing to do whatever it takes for the win to the point of avoiding all conscience, avoiding. I shouldn't say all. I hate broad brushstrokes, but.
Reality.
You get it. Yeah. And that was kind of interesting coming from Malcolm X.
Fascinating.
Yes. We're going to talk about tunnels. We're going to talk about DARPA. We're going to talk about Black Lives Matters. By the way, you know, across the nation, Move This World, I just wanted to mention this because Move This World is a program not only in my own area, unfortunately, but it's all over the place. This was a group from 2 years ago that announced that they were going to be new on the scene and go into schools, and they were going to teach your kids how to emotionally deal with things and teach them exercises. Now, this is the parents' job, clearly. But the schools are taking on jobs that aren't theirs. And so now they want to train your children emotionally. They were showing a black fist as part of the presentation to the little tiny kids, the same Black Lives Matters fist, the same fist. You make this fist and then you count and you process emotionally. But the visual representation of seeing the exact same Black Lives Matters fist sticks with those kids. And the group that did this is very, very leftist progressive. And what they do is they go around and they say, oh, we're free, number one. And look at our cute presentation. We want to be around the world. We're global. We just want to help. And rainbows and lollipops and unicorns. Just let us into your schools. And so the school boards have about a brain cell put together. And they go, oh, that sounds wonderful. You guys come in and train our kids. And we don't know who the hell you are or what you're about to do. But we like you. And they come into the schools. And then they put in their garbage and their leftist progressive agenda. And they're teaching your kids with the most subtle visual representations. And right now, of course, it's Black Lives Matters. So that when your kid's walking past the family room and they're looking at the TV and you're watching the news and they see the Black Lives Matters fist, to them it represents emotionally dealing with something. Oh, that brings me happiness. Oh, I like that fist. That fist is a representation of Black Lives Matters, a terrorist organization bought and paid for by Soros and his cronies. And they are out and about being paid to terrorize America. And this is the same fist used in schools. And people need to know this kind of stuff's going on in their schools all over the country right now. I don't care. You're listening from Chicago, Alabama, Missouri. I don't care. You probably have Move This World in your curriculum for these tiny kids. And it's sick. It's sickening. Okay. So we have to move on. But can you want to mention BLM with the spirits, summoning spirits, because they're just a lovely terrorist organization, aren't they?
Well, the New American, who does a great job.
Oh, they do a great job on research. They're amazing.
Yes. There was a session that took place during Black Lives Matter at School Week of Action Curriculum Fair hosted by the D.C. Area Educators for Social Justice and School of Education at Howard University. And they said that they were literally summoning ancestor spirits. And I want to quote one of the people there because this was on video. Ancestors watching. I know they're watching. Ancestors watching. I know, chanted Jonathan Likes, a professional hustler and board member of a fringe black progressive group called Black Youth Project. And he says, we're going to sing it together. We're going to sing it out loud. And then I'm going to ask you to hold an ancestor in your head right now. Have their name in your head. Now call out to your ancestors in the room. And he was talking about holistic energy and a shift in the room and channeling the ancestor spirits. And
they're a wonderful little satanic organization, aren't they?
I mean, I know people are into that, and I know adults are into that. One of the things he says, but, you know, this is for kids. This was for kids' curriculum. Hashtags are for us are way more than a hashtag. It's literally almost resurrecting a spirit so they can work through us to get the work that we need to get done. And she felt accountable to spiritual entities and offered sacrifices to them, including honey and tobacco. I actually believe that people should be able to practice their own faith principles, but this is a curriculum in a public environment to be put into a public school environment. That's so different than an adult doing this in their own private time.
Yeah.
Or parents taking children to do what they want to do and instructing them.
Don't you remember Hillary Clinton summoning Eleanor?
I do, actually.
And her Roosevelt. Husband was proud of it. And so he was saying, she summons the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt all the time. Oh, yeah. It's commonplace at our house. We're satanic.
I just wanted to mention one other quick connection. The New York Post reports that there is a group led by the co-founder of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
It's linked to the Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
So Alicia Garza is the principal of Black Futures Lab, an advocacy group that she created 2 years ago.
One of the founders of BLM.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That works with Black people to transform their communities, which sounds great. Transform your community. Awesome.
Yeah.
She's been described as a trained Marxist.
Yes.
And they have direct connection to the Chinese Progressive Association, which has connections to the Chinese Communist Party.
So she goes around talking about oppression because of Black Lives Matter. She's one of the founders of Black Lives Matter's terrorist group, although she went to University of San Diego and was raised in a really wealthy area of L.A. So how's that oppression working for you, Alicia? She's a beaut. So yeah, these guys, they just get paid some bucks to do all this.
And so this other group has been around for a while, since 1972. I just wanted to mention this Chinese Progressive Action began as a leftist pro-people Republic of China organization promoting awareness of mainland China's revolutionary thought and workers' rights, and dedicated to self-determination, community control, and serving the people. I don't know what community control is. That doesn't sound good.
No. Community control is going on in America right now with COVID.
Yes. Gosh. Well, a viable alternative to Western capitalism.
Right.
So that's wrapped into the burrito.
Oh my gosh.
Wrapped into the burrito.
I don't even know what to say.
Soros is mixed in there, too.
Oh, nice. A couple of things, too. Thank you for that. Jeez Louise. A couple of things. Number one, dentists are not allowing parents back with their children because of COVID. Never, ever let the dentist near your children without you there, because they are known for taking out multiple teeth at one time. And when insurance is paying, they love to do this. And there have been a lot of there have been fatalities, accidents, because they took out too many at one time. And it's a nightmare. Don't ever let your kid back to the dentist without you there. Please. And I'm also getting reports about the online virtual school. The teachers are reporting, the parents are walking by half naked, you know, like in their own home, and they drink and smoke, and they're trying to make a case for, gee, now we can see into all these homes virtually, and we'd like to start reporting that parents might not be doing a real super job, so the schools would like to step in and help even more and just embrace and give a big old hug, you know, to your kids, and then make sure that people are aware that that they're looking in and evaluating the parents while they're teaching your kids, and then reporting on what they're seeing. You know what? If somebody wants to walk around half naked in their own home, they're welcome to do so. Because it's America. And this is the case they're building. Can you see where they're going with this? They want to be able to report on what's going on in your home to make it look like you're not up to snuff or doing right by your kids. It's atrocious. It's atrocious. Anyway, why don't you just take that camera and look at what the teacher's doing? Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I feel a riot that's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a seeing coming on.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Big shout out to WCGO and all the stations, Alabama, all the stations that carry this show, Missouri, Utah,
all over the place. And I appreciate you always listening online as well. So welcome back to the show. I have amazing researcher Susan Reeve with me. And yes, she's a gem. And she comes on the show every Wednesday in the last and final hour. And so you can also get her on our podcast, a recorded version of this live show that you're listening to right now as well. Always bringing to the forefront some issues that we really need to know about so we know what's going on in this crazy, crazy, crazy world. By the way, I just put up a YouTube on Kate Daly Radio. It's Truth and Radio, Kate Daly Show, Truth and Radio. And it's a 30-minute YouTube to kind of catch you up to speed on all the things you, not all the things, but some of the things you didn't learn as far as what puts us in this place right now with this coming election, what you need to know about government and how it operates. And this will be also a good video to show teens, because teens have a lot of questions right now, and young adults have a lot of questions about this world. And these are things they have not been taught, and a lot of adults have not been taught these things. But after 25,000 hours of research, I can tell you that, there are some things that you really need to know, and we'll just kind of get everybody up to speed on the same page with that foundation. Also, go to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. Use my name, code Kate, right? Kate, K-A-T-E. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. This is the supplement you should be taking right now, and you should be getting your immune system up to speed, because our food, there's a reason. I'm going to say this because next week we're going to dive into this, and it's huge. This is huge. There is a reason that they are weakening your immune system through our food supply and through all the constant vaccinations they're telling you to get. There is a reason behind that. And you need to do everything you're in your power right now to get your immune system up and running efficiently. And as we dive into this next week, I'm telling you, it's scary. It is scary what they're doing and what they're allowing to be done right now. And your immune system is very, very key to how it operates. So please, 31 fruits and vegetables, nutrients, minerals, vitamins, all the stuff your body's crying out for right now that you're not giving it with that bag of Cheetos. I'm laughing because I'm looking at a bag of Cheetos on my desk right now. I'm telling you, you got to have this. And you'll take it every day, 3 capsules of veggies, 3 capsules of fruits. And this is the supplement you should be taking, balanceofnature.com. It is by far the best. I do my homework. You know that. It's by far the best one. I'm telling you, this is the one you have to have. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts of the show, and you can donate to the show. And I always appreciate those that donate. There's a handful of people out there that really donate to the show. And I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We wouldn't be able to be on the air without you. Susan, let's talk tunnels.
Very interesting article by John Solomon. If you have not been to John Solomon's site, which is justthenews.com, he is a highly regarded and award-winning journalist who decided to go off on his own. And he has done a lot of the groundbreaking news for all of the stuff coming out of the Mueller team and just trying to report accurate news. He's written a new article called War in the Tunnels, U.S. Military Prepares for Subterranean Combat. And this has been a big push. And one of the publications that he links to says our adversaries have adapted their capabilities against our weaknesses by expanding their use of underground facilities. And they're noting that there are more than 10,000 tactical tunnels exist around the world, not just tunnels.
10,000.
Yeah, 10,000 tactical tunnels.
Yeah.
So he said these sites will be encountered more frequently during armed conflict, according to modern war experts. And they said because of greater urbanization, it's more and more difficult to access the urban environment, the subterranean environment. And so they knew that soldiers would have to be trained in this. So it's not the first time. So during the Vietnam War, the Viet Cong built sophisticated tunnels. We know the Japanese did, North Korea. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda used tunnels. But they said the tunnels are growing, this according to the Pentagon, more prevalent and complex, and being out of sight, they do not remain out of sight of the planners' minds. So the planners are thinking about, you know, satellite weapons, and then there's a whole host of people thinking about subterranean warfare. Now, this is not on the mind of most people.
No, it's not. In fact, I remember in 2018, the summer of 2018, we did a short report on this because it was the question of why is $500 million being spent for our military to go train in these tunnels. This was all around Washington and on the East Coast, and it was why. And then a lot of people still think it's a conspiracy theory that we have tunnel systems all over the place, right? We have major, we've had major tunnel systems forever. I mean, they go clear back centuries, but we have these tunnels, and we also have bases that are so far underground. You have to be literally living in a tunnel to not know this, because this is just such commonplace information. It's kind of like, are we in space? Oh, that's a conspiracy. No, we are in space. But it's the same kind of idea. Like, yes. Of course we're down below. There's Channel Tunnel, Sikon Tunnel, Gothard Base Tunnel, all these tunnels. I mean, transatlantic tunnels. I mean,
well, they actually, they even built a specialized site known as Range 68. The facility features more than a kilometer of tunnels with pitch black surroundings, tight spaces, and unexpected elements that the soldiers might encounter in the dark terrain. And they said it's extremely stressful, but it was a 1.34 million practice site. Don't they usually do billions? 1.34 million. But it said they have set it up so that it can be like tunnels they would find around the world, but also things like natural cave networks, which is quite fascinating. So there's a DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, in 2018 launched a competition called the Subterranean Challenge, pitting robotics teams against one another to seek solutions in the tunnels. So it's a three-year contest. You can go to the site, which is actually a really cool site. It's Subterranean Challenge.
And the training of robotics.
Yes.
Again.
Robotics
AI.
And drones. Drones to scout out these places, which actually, because they said the hazards could be fire, unseen holes, venomous insects, human waste. I mean, this is like a nightmare. And there was a quote that I especially liked. It said you can look at a contested landscape and never know it's there lurking beneath the surface. An enemy underground site can turn the tide of battle, and we're making sure it doesn't happen to us. So when you consider that things can be placed there to maybe go off or be accessed at a later time.
Yeah.
There was one suggestion in an article that things are being placed around tunnels in Europe by, you know, Middle Eastern forces, and that they can be accessed as weapons in future scenarios. So just to be aware that there is a lot going on outside of our just natural tendency to think of, Navy, Army, Air Force,
so
Marines,
true.
You know, it's a whole different.
It's so true.
Right.
You also have to wonder, too, why is it that Ghislaine Maxwell and Bill Gates and all of these individuals, you always have to look at where they're putting their money and why they're investing in certain things and submarines in subterranean and in and of course, the tunnels. Remember the soccer team? Remember the little soccer team that they went in and got?
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
And rescued, but there was way more to that story. And Elon Musk went in, remember?
Yes, in the cave in Indonesia.
And there was a whole lot more to that story. And people thought that something seemed a little off on that whole thing. Anyway, what's going on in these caves? And I remember looking at a map with the whole system of subterranean wire systems. And I don't know if you guys remember this. Back in the 60s, there was a proposal of 3,100 miles between, it was like New York and London. And it was called a VAC train. And it would be less than 1 hour to get there. And so it would be a submerged floating tunnel about 160 feet below the ocean surface. And so, you know, as they were putting this proposal out, that was clear, you know, 60 years ago. My gosh.
Well,
how far we must have come since then. And then the training. And so, you know, people can understand, right, Susan? Like, you would train for all kinds of different circumstances, but there's a huge emphasis on subterranean.
There is.
And with AI and robotics, which is a little unnerving because they keep bringing this up over and over again to get us kind of acclimated to Right. AI and robotics.
Yes. And AI is here to stay. AI has figured out how to make sure it never goes away. Yeah. AI has figured that out.
Well, this is why we get all the movies, Minority Report, all the movies. And that is to cushion the blow, right? It's to, it, like I said, it's to get us acclimated. It's to get us conditioned to the ideas that this is a good thing and a necessary thing to be part person, part machine, and to have all of this extraordinary technology at our fingertips, but actually it goes to infringe the very essence of humanity and who we are and also our liberty. It's amazing that they sell us like that.
It really is. And war can be so, so violating. We have veterans in our family. And what's interesting is while all this is coming up, and we know at least 100 rockets have been fired into Israel by the Palestinians since the signing of this agreement that Trump signed. But it looks like Trump is going to probably be signing a few more of these agreements as well. And people who are keeping track of all this said the next country that he will probably sign to a peace agreement is Kuwait, and then Oman, and then Qatar, which is a biggie, and then finally Saudi Arabia. And so he is lining these up like dominoes, each one encouraging the next one. And it is truly a remarkable thing that we are shifting into a mode where we can see peace as a viable solution and not just preparation for endless war.
Right.
So Trump did receive another award, which is Kosovo awarded the president one of the country's highest honors for government efforts on peace and reconciliation because of their treaty that they just did with Serbia, Kosovo. And it was the he was awarded the Kosovo Order of Freedom and also O'Brien and Rick Grinnell. So this little trio of people, Trump, Robert O'Brien, his national security advisor, and Rick Grinnell have figured out how to make a lot of peace deals. This is just a working solution.
Right.
This is a team that is super effective. And you can just see the left like melting down. Yeah. They're like, this is just a distraction, really. Really? A distraction from war, maybe. And we talked about Biden all ramped up to refund the Palestinians when Trump pulled the plug on them. So there's a whole different dynamic, and hopefully that is going to take hold.
Well, and then there's an underground, more of an underground dynamic going on, I think, that people don't realize. When Pompeo went over to meet with one of our African countries called Sudan. So the promise there is, it's kind of like you can be economically okay if you agree to the peace deal. So we won't sanction. We will allow you to economically thrive if you do our bidding and do what we want. And so there's that other portion of it.
Absolutely.
That is really frightening because of basically it's just, it's kind of extorting peace, but it's a strange way to do business. And we'll have to talk about that in length next week, I think, because there's so much to that. There's so much to how
incentives.
Well, the incentives to do it our way. Otherwise, we can coup you. So that's kind of another part of that as well.
Absolutely.
All right, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Susan Reeve when I come back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back. Happy Friday to you. As we scare the crap out of you. Hope your Friday's great. Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? Well, it's stuff we have to know, right? Go to YouTube, check out my latest kind of the baseline of what you need to know to get caught up with all the stuff you never learned in high school about our government. And you can go to YouTube, The Kate Daly Show, and it's under Truth and Radio, and grab that latest clip. I usually don't do clips that are 30 minutes long on that, but I had to because I couldn't even cover everything I wanted to, but I was already way over time. But it's about 30 minutes, and you won't regret it. There's a lot of stuff said that needed to be said, the elephant in the room kind of thing. Welcome back, Susan Reeve. I really appreciate you. Susan's a great researcher. I have got great co-hosts, and Susan really goes after it. We were just talking about that Gingrich clip, and I wanted to play that one more time because this is so insane to me that this that this was said. Here you go. Here's Gingrich. Here we go.
Because of the violence we're seeing, because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
Let me play that again because I was talking. Here you go. Here's Newt Gingrich.
And overwhelmingly elected with George Soros's money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
Oh, awkward.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Ooh. Hello, okay. Bought and sold. Where'd you get your paycheck, honey?
All right. We're good.
Yeah. So there was that. And then there was this exchange. I don't know if you guys caught this one. This one was the same girl. She was having a rough day on Dr. Oz. Now, Dr. Oz is kind of a sellout, but here you go. This was kind of really important. Here you go. All right.
That's for sure. The other thing we're seeing today, and I'm running out of time because we took that press conference, is the flu piggybacking with COVID-19 going into the season. So in the last few seconds, I know, get a flu shot, get a flu shot, get a flu shot.
It's not just a flu shot. It increases the chance, it seems, of you getting COVID-19. In Italian studies, report the flu vaccine had lower risks of death.
I got it wrong.
Ooh.
Dr. Oz, thank you.
Wow. She's having a rough day, man. She actually cut him off because he said openly that the flu shot increases your chances of COVID. Okay. If you don't think Fox News isn't bought and sold by now, you got a problem. You're living in a tunnel. Anyway, okay. No, the tunnels are a little terrifying because that's always a couple of issues have always, they've intrigued me. And it's the tunnel system, the wire system, the subterranean, and also Antarctica. These are like topics that still where you know there's just some hugely nefarious things going on and you're trying to pinpoint what they actually are. It's hard to do, but I swear to you, those topics right there, oh man, there's something there. It's kind of like all the groups that popped up for sex trafficking that say they're going after the bad guy and they're going after the low level bad guy, but they're never mentioning the ones that have all the hoops, the ones that are running things. They never talk about going after those guys. And so there's something a little bit more nefarious about the fact that people are lulled into this sense of we're doing something for child trafficking and sex trafficking, but they're not really because they're going after the low level guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. And I always tell people, watch out. Just watch out. Who are they actually naming? Are they naming some big guns? Because usually when they work for the CIA and people from the CIA are involved, you'll never, ever hear a whisper of the people that they actually should be going after.
Like Epstein.
Yes.
The
politicians, Holly Weird's running those circles. They never talk about going after the big guns. And they lull people into a sense of we're doing something.
Yeah.
And they're making a lot of cash. I need to do another show about this. They're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they pretend to be ex-CIA. Okay. So let's talk. We got so much fog of war, Julian Assange. We have so much to talk about.
So, this was back to actually Gingrich. We were just playing that. So that was Harris Faulkner, yeah, the host, and he wrote an article. He said Twitter blew up after that. Like Twitter freaked out because they were saying, what is wrong? And he said, you know, this is not a secret that George Soros has funded all these radical district attorneys who are refusing to prosecute criminals. We see the criminals bailed out or just let out, charges dropped. He said stories have been posted about it in the Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Politico, USA Today, Washington Post. And then he gives a list of all the DAs, and he calls it the Soros cover-up.
Yeah.
He is the former Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. This is not a lightweight person.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gives all of the details, the money, who's who. And my favorite one is always the former Hugo Chavez advisor and San Francisco DA attorney, Chesa Boudin, who was funded by Soros, who said going to prison is an act of violence. Prison itself is an act of violence, so he doesn't like sending people there. Boudin is the foster child of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn.
Ooh,
the
Bill Ayers Underground. Oh, wow.
Of terrorist group Weather Underground fame. His birth parents were convicted and imprisoned for their involvement in an armed robbery turned homicide. So this is a son of terrorists who's been elevated to be a district attorney, mm-hmm. advisor to Hugo Chavez.
Jeez.
Come on.
Yeah.
Soros. This is the Soros way. And he said, you know, I'm not surprised, Gingrich said, to see the Twitter mob embrace a sudden near universal denial of the facts. Like they're panicked.
Wow.
Over the exposure of Soros being on the wrong side of history.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Soros.
So just, you know.
There's just so many more of him. You know what I mean? I know a lot of focus goes on Soros, rightfully so. I mean, him, Kissinger. I mean, there's so many people that are so nefarious, but there's so many more of them. And it's like we get focused on a couple of them, and I just wish we could talk about all of them. And I'm actually really glad. I'm not the biggest fan of Newt Gingrich, but I'm glad that he brought up Soros, and I'm glad that he said that this was paid for by Soros, that these organizations are, you know, they are terrorist organizations paid for by these guys. And so I was really glad to hear somebody say that. That was nice to hear Newt say that,
yes.
even though I'm not his biggest fan for lots of reasons.
Unafraid and say,
yes.
Why can't I say it? Oh, I guess it's verboten.
Yeah.
And then it mm-hmm. went viral.
Yeah,
because
sure
of the treatment.
Right.
So now we all know.
Yeah.
It just blew up.
Yeah.
And so Soros's name is everywhere.
Yeah.
George
Isn't that
Soros
amazing?
Funding.
You know, I'm going to make a prediction. And my prediction is this: Fox News will stop carrying a lot of interviews if they haven't truly vetted them. They won't subject themselves to this kind of viral stuff. Just like a lot of talk shows out there, conservative talk shows sure. like this won't take phone calls, right? Because they're afraid. They're afraid of people saying things.
That's
and
right.
Fox News is getting afraid of people saying things. Dr. Oz just said the flu shot increases your chances of COVID. And he's even kind of bought and sold now. He's kind of sold out, really. I mean, he's not like, you know, he's not like the biggest guy in the truth movement. We'll just put it that way. But here he is being knocked out by Fox News and saying, well, okay, break. That's amazing. People should pay attention to that.
Yeah.
That's huge.
We were talking about a glitch when they say there's a glitch in the matrix.
Yes.
You know, how these things aren't supposed to be happening like this.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And then they go viral.
Well, yeah, it's like the news. The news, you know, I played the clip in the very beginning, and the news won't ask Biden about Ukraine, about his crimes. He won't ask him about his 40-year career, which he can never say what he actually did in his 40 years. He has an actual 40-year career. Trump doesn't even have that. Trump's got 4 years, but Biden has 40, and they still won't ask him about his career. They're still just basically herding him along in an interview. The media has exposed themselves as the biggest traitorous network of thuggery, and I'm just actually really glad that all this is coming to light.
I know. We never imagined that it was going to be this way.
I know.
We were laughing so hard last night because there is a Johnny Carson joke. Johnny Carson doing a joke about Biden. It's
gosh.
Like 30 years ago.
Oh,
and it was
my gosh.
About him.
Surprise, it's not Ed Sullivan.
plagiarizing his speeches.
Right. Oh,
yes.
And lying about his career. And he didn't even have a career, hardly. But he was even lying about the little portion that he did.
He was a joke back then.
I know.
There was Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? It's kind of a known fact that most of the people that we ever, you know, talk about in the Liberal Progressive Party have never really held major jobs or anything, and never ever were entrepreneurs. Don't have actually realize even what America's about. They've always been on the paid dime of the taxpayers. And then also next week, we need to also talk about, Susan, the new game plan put out by the CDC, the very corrupt CDC, and little Hitler Fauci on two vaccinations given to all Americans, and their little game plan on how they're going to get everybody wrapped around that. So they put out a game plan, a very detailed game plan. So there you go. Oh, and by the way, detailed game plan. Sorry, this is how my brain works. But I was talking about tunnels in 1960. In 2003, Scientific Magazine came out and said, here's an extremely detailed plan of that VAC train.
Yes.
Right? The one that would take an hour, go to New York, to London, subterranean. Here's an extremely detailed plan. But yeah, it's just a proposal. Uh-huh. It's just a proposal. Sure it is. Okay. With your extremely detailed plan that many decades later. Sure it is.
That's right. You know, I was thinking the other night, our enemies know what we have.
Yes.
Our deep state and people know what we have.
Right.
How come we can't know?
I know. It's
what
just
we
insane.
Have. If the enemies already know.
It's just insane. And let me tell you, our technology is probably 40 to 50 years ahead now that we don't even know what's actually going on in DARPA. We don't actually know what's happening because they keep that so silent. This is why Area 51 is always locked down. It isn't because of aliens. It's because of our technology. Our technology is so advanced in robotics and
AI.
AI and...
That we don't
understand that they were just trying to keep a lid on that for a long time so that the general public would not really know what was going on with their own tax dollars going to their own bases and their own, you know, like Area 51s across the country. But it is kind of amazing because you wonder where all those trillions, remember the day before 9/11 and the trillions were missing, Rumsfeld, the trillions
it
were missing.
Like $21 trillion.
No, it was 2.3, I think, 2.3 trillion at the
was
time.
It? Okay.
And and then he said it was missing. Where do you think all that money goes? They're doing something with it. Besides pocketing it, they're doing something with it. And those black budgets are very important to what we know about government, what we understand about our government, what they're doing. Space, it goes into that. And it also goes into subterranean stuff. It goes into tunneling. It goes into all kinds of things.
Oh, so I was, you were right. It's $2.3 trillion that he announced on September 10th, 2001.
Yes.
And now in 2018,
yes.
we can't account for $21
trillion. $21 trillion. That was 2 years ago.
Yes.
And when this, I had the guy on who actually in college, he's the professor in college. He got his college class to go through and they got the freedom of information request and they were able to go through some of the, and they showed some of the fraud. They showed the numbers from the Pentagon. And that's when they passed a new regulation saying they were going to put out multiple reports and they would be fraudulent so that nobody ever knew how much money they were spending and where. And some of you might think, well, national security. No, I'm talking about subjects that we should know about. I'm talking about the things they can say national security all day long. But I'm talking about the things that their entire budget, they were now legally able to put out fraudulent reports on their their black budgets, not their black budgets, the budgets they actually own up to.
Right. Because how
amazing.
Are some of these countries that are not supposed to be getting weapons? How are they affording weapons and how are they getting weapons?
Yes.
And there's a lot going on behind
there's
the scenes.
There's drug deals, arm deals, people deals. There is AI. There is space stuff going on, subterranean stuff going on. All of these things are all black market budget, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots
the space
of drugs.
Force is supposed to be open, but
right. Space Force has been going on long before Trump. And so I think more or less he was kind of exposing Space Force.
Absolutely.
But he's and I know that with some of you guys you're thinking, has he changed his rhetoric lately? Are there some things that he's talking about? I actually addressed that in the video I put up on YouTube. But I do want to address that more next week because he's changed his tune on a couple things, which has really been bizarre. Biden was accusing Trump of defunding the police and Trump was accusing Biden of being anti-vaccine. I'm going, no. I'm sorry, swap that. Very strange stuff is going on.
The dynamic
we'll
is
get to
all
the
over
bottom.
The place. Right.
We will get to the bottom of this next week, I propose. But I know Susan is a terrific researcher, and I really, really appreciate you.
I just wanted to quickly say, John Solomon's site, Just the News,
more
on the COVID research that's showing that testing 90%, up to 90% false positives.
Oh, yeah. 90% now.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't surprise me. We've been outing this since the last week of January, and it's just disgusting what's been going on. And I really appreciate Susan She's been on board for quite a while and really appreciate all of her research. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, you betcha.
Coming up next, Alison Armstrong, the relationship guru, and you're going to want to tune in for this. We'll answer questions of some of the most asked relationship questions, dynamics, problems when we come back. So stay with us, KateDallyRadio.com. Thanks, Susan.